The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but his disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it out and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All of us here have one thing in common with every living being on the planet. And that is, not one of us has experienced what it's like to die. So in the Old Testament, in the book of Ecclesiastes, somebody asked this rich dead guy,
What is it like to die? And remarkably, he answered the question with one word. I find that amazing, that you can take something so personal, so mysterious, and summarize it all in one word. Vapor. Like a puff of smoke. And then after he said it, he went on this long rant about what good is it? What good is it to spend your whole life working? What good is it to spend your whole life building a house and building a family and a career and receiving titles and working hard at all the skills and studying and all the knowledge and wisdom that you get, and it all gets at the moment of death, it all goes up in a puff of smoke? Well, needless to say, the guy is very angry. He's not very happy. Because death robbed him of everything. So when Jesus rose from the dead, you would think that he too would go on a long rant. Be angry. Like angry at the Roman Empire for crucifying him, executing him. Or the Jewish nation for condemning him, or his disciples for abandoning him. But that didn't happen. You know, the New Testament describes Jesus after the resurrection as a man on vacation. On that first morning of the day of the week when he rose from the dead, Mary Magdalene saw Jesus putting around in the garden. And then that same night he goes over to the disciples' house and has dinner with them. And then he goes on a fishing expedition with his fishing buddies and catches 153 very large fish. And then he has breakfast on the beach with his best friends. He's dishing out all kinds of gifts, telling Peter, he gives Peter a really nice promotion, he's going to be the Pope. Why is he so happy? Because death did not rob Jesus of anything. Jesus did not experience death as vapor. Death did not take away his Father. You know, we all believe to the Virgin Mary. Every year we have a dinner to raise money for the seminary, a gala. And we've been doing it for quite a long time. And one of the early galas that we had, one of the first ones, a rich man shows up and hears our story, takes out his checkbook, and writes out the largest check I have ever seen in my entire life. So we went over and we were thanking him and praising him. And this is what he said to us. He says, you know, I'm retired and I have one goal left in life. That is to die a poor man. I get it. He does not want to experience death as vapor, as a puff of smoke. And when Jesus rose from the dead, I think some of us were hoping that Jesus would tell us a little bit about what it's like to die. But he didn't. When Jesus rose from the dead, he told us how to live.